Saturday morning. It is something for the weekend. It's Trina Mara and Fred is on the line. Let's clear it up once and for all. Is it Fred Cook or Fred Cook?
We'll go Cook. But I don't mind.
Fred!
You can do both.
You have broken hearts all around the country. They're devastated women. You're a married man.
You're very kind. I think I mean, a lot of people are relieved, especially my mom. Thank God he's settled, finally.
You've had a kind of a busy few weeks. What's been going on in Fredland?
Well, I'm getting a tour ready, so I guess I'm one of the lucky guys that when this lockdown started, this 8 p.m. rule, that my tour doesn't start until March, April, May. Do you know what I mean? With a few gigs on January, in February. So I'm just kind of like being a dad as well, which is great, and a husband as well. So big changes.
When did you talk? I think I was texting you on your wedding day going, here, Fred, will you come on the radio? what happened and when did the wedding happen? And tell me everything about the day.
Well, the wedding happened in Benner's. Well, it happened in the Main Street Church and then Benner's Hotel in Dingle. And it was great because what we had kind of two events. We had a meal for the immediate family and then we had a 4:30 party, you know, just for COVID to keep everyone separate enough. But so it was great. It kind of gave us two weddings in the one day, which was amazing, yeah. You know, like, so, and it was great fun. I'd love to do it all again, but hopefully I'll never get the opportunity.
No, you don't want that. So when exactly was that, Fred? That wasn't long ago.
I know, it's not, isn't it? It's been 11th of December now, so nearly a month married.
Wow.
Which is great.
Wow. Obviously, yeah. It's totally changed everything in your life.
And you're right, but funny enough, because we kind of did it differently. Like, we've had a son for the past 13 months and then we got married. So people always say marriage is great. I said, the reality check is when you do start having a family, but we've already done that. So thank God we're the other side. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, we did it the same way as you now. We did it the old way. We had the child first and then we tied the knot. I was laughing at an article that Julie did in one of the papers where she was talking about how her dad basically got a shotgun out to you and said, come on now. She did a very funny article about it. But I'm delighted. I saw the pictures and you were looking great. Congratulations. And I hope that life is very happy for you as a married couple. How is the little
so
Baba
much.
Doing? Your Baba must be...
He's flying. He's great now. He's just starting to walk now. And he's mighty. He's sleeping well as well. Like, you know, and you couldn't really ask for more. It's hard to believe as well. Like, you know, you kind of look at him and, wow, we created him. It's mad, isn't it? Like,
I know.
So it's, but he's flying. He's flying.
Like,
he goes to
Fred.
A childminder as well.
You're certainly ticking the things off the list, aren't you? Things to do in life between the driving test, having a baby, getting married. What's going to be next for you?
Well, hopefully if I meet Elon Musk, he'll send me off to Mars. I'll finish it off there.
So come here to me. You mentioned there anyway, you're going to be touring again. Because I'd say it's been hard, has it? Been trying to keep the mouth shut all this time when you want to be out gigging and you've been at home. So what's the story? When are the gigs happening?
Well, Julie and I are doing a show together in Tralee, which is lovely. We're actually calling it Getting Out for the Night. And we're also doing it in Nol, which is, if anyone there in Dublin needs a 20-minute drive away, a 20-minute holiday away from your house. And it's great. It's called Getting Out for the Night, which is ironic because we called it that because we're getting away from our son for the night, even though we're gigging ourselves.
You're actually working.
The first time we did this show, we did it in Kilkenny, and we didn't have a babysitter, so I was basically changing the nappy 10 minutes before I went up on stage myself.
You know? The glamour. It's
I'm
just,
a completely
it's,
different man, but I'm still gigging, thank God.
It's just like Kim Kardashian, isn't it? You know, like, I'm sure she's doing that right before she has something to attend. She's changing nappies in the background. I doubt that very much.
Oh, well, exactly, so. yeah.
And are you living in Tralee now?
We're living in a place on the peninsula called Brandon, and it's just before Dingle. So we've been here nearly 2 years, and we came here New Year's Eve 2 years ago, not knowing what was going to happen, and we're still here. So
yeah, because I remember talking to you in the middle of this. I think it was the lockdown had just started, and you were there, but I thought you were kind of there for the weekend. I didn't know that
this
was a place you were going to be living.
So did I, Trina.
Did you have any jocks at all with you? Or were they all at home?
Oh, no. Ah, sure, look. Up in the mountain, the rules change. It's fine.
Okay.
You don't need it at all.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Where are the gigs on again? What's the venue?
So our first, Dublin gig, Leinster gig, is in Nol, which is next month, and in the Seamus Dennis Arts Centre, which is lovely because that's where Julie and I met for the first time. So it's nice to be back gigging there. And I'm also playing Whelan, which I can't wait. Oh God, I'm counting dates to that gig. It's in March. And so it's great.
Yeah.
So it's just constantly coming up with the show as well. Going to be back with my hometown in Kells. And all these dates are on FredCookComedian.com.
Okay. You said to me that a Facebook memory came up on your page of me 10 years ago in Whelan's. I have no recollection of this whatsoever.
Do you not remember? I sent you the picture, and it was the launch of the Ivy Gardens Comedy Festival.
Okay.
And they were in Whelan's. And I'm actually looking at it, and I'm like 10 years ago. You haven't aged your second train. I'm telling you that now.
Stop.
I have. It's like you're interviewing Harry Styles. I'm like, who is this guy? And then I was like, oh God, it's me.
Oh, come on. You have to send that to me. God, I don't even remember that. That just goes to show. I think maybe Fred, it's because you haven't seen me in a little while, so you think I haven't aged. But if you really saw me up close now, you'd be like, oh, Jesus.
Not for a second.
Fred, great to catch up. Thanks so much. Can I ask you, by the way, with Julie, you mentioned there about the venue where you first met. Were you set up or were you doing the chatting up?
Sorry, was I what?
Were the two of you set up on a date, or did you just do the chatting up?
Oh, no. We happened to be gigging. Comedian Grode Farley, he has this gig in Null, the Seamus Art Centre. And I was closing, and Julie was support. And she came in, and she walked in. I was doing a sound check. I started singing to her with my guitar. 4 years later, yeah, wasn't it?
You weren't trying to sing through. What's that instrument where you use the wind coming out of your nostrils? What's that?
The melodicus.
Oh, my God. I never sang
them out of my nose. That's the funny thing. It was always through my mouth. I didn't have the nose capacity to do it.
You used the air coming out of your nostrils to play it, did you not?
No. It was always through my mouth.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Two of them. I was so silly in that. I remember once gigging with Ardal O'Hanlon, and he said to me, we had a quick chat before the show started, so we're not using the same kind of junk, the same material, you know? And I'm there with two plastic melodicas in my mouth going, you're pretty safe, Ardal. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, Fred, great to catch up. I'll let you go. Get back to changing nappies there. Have a great day.
Cheers. Thanks
we'll
so
see
much
you soon. It is something later for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.